Some amazing news. You better sit down.
I am sitting.
Well, then stand up. All right, now sit down. I have been waiting and waiting to find just the right time to tell you. Do you know how Miss Lydia is always wanting exciting new scripts for her theater group?
Mm-hmm. Oh, don't tell me you gave Lydia my play.
Okay, I won't tell you, but then I won't have any news. You want to make popcorn? Or...
Balky, I can't believe you gave her my script without my permission. My play, Wheat, is still a work in progress. Oh, I'll be humiliated. The theater group will hate it. Like, I'll be a laughing stock.
Cousin, it opens on Friday. They've been rehearsing for weeks. Everyone loves it.
Well, of course they love it. It's a brilliant piece of writing.
Well, cousin, I've never actually read it, but as the author, you'll be particularly pleased to know that the stage is brilliantly managed by me. I'm the stage manager. They forgot my name. My duties include opening and closing the curtain. I've been practicing in the shower all week. Cousin, come on. I'm gonna give you a complete tour of the theater. Now, this is the stage. And these are the chairs. And that's just about it.
Oh, hi, Larry! I love your play! I bet you were really excited when Balky told you were doing it.
I sure was. You know, the play is somewhat autobiographical. I based the character of Lawrence on, well, me.
Well, despite that, opening night's already sold out.
Cousin, look, see them two guys? The guy on the left is the director, Trevor McNeil. And the guy on the right is the star of the show, Brad Oliver. You've seen him before.
I have?
Yes, last week at Little Tony's Pasta Palace. He was our waiter.
Okay, in this scene, your brother Billy erupts in a fit of anger. Now, Brad, your character of Lawrence is basically a buffoon. So your underlying motivation is...
What? Buffoonery?
Bravo, Brad!
Yeah. Thanks, Trevor. I'm depending on your guidance to help make this Lawrence character a complete bonehead.
Good. And look, don't let the words get in your way. We can always change them later, huh?
No. You can't change the words. The words are sacred.
Who are you?
I'm Larry Appleton, the author of Wheat. And Wheat is perfect as it is. Every word is in its proper place.
Oh. I see what's going on here. This is your first play, and you think you've written a masterpiece. Well, I'll tell you what. If you work real hard, maybe someday you'll have a career writing game show questions, huh?
Excuse me. Just a minute. Cousin Larry happens to be a published writer. He fills in the bubbles for the cartoon Dimitri's World.
Oh, it's very impressive. Now be a good little playwright and get off my stage.
You, sir, are theatrically illiterate. I bet you thought that King and I was the story of Elvis and Priscilla.
You mean it's not?
I don't need this aggravation, huh? I don't need this play. I quit.
Well, good. Who needs him?
I do. He's my ride. I quit.
Well, you still want to put on this play, don't you?
Boy, I'm guessing Trevor has a van.
Larry, I just ran into Trevor in the hall. I cannot believe that you made him quit.
Well, so you'll get another director and some more actors. You can open in a couple months.
You know, that would really help me out a lot. It would give me time to perfect my curtain closing. Every time I practice in the shower, someone's in it and they scream and ruin my timing.
Well, I suppose we could postpone, but I don't know if Clive Rich will be available in 2 months.
Clive Rich was going to review my play?
He was going to be here on opening night, but now I'll just have to call him and tell him he's off.
Well, wait, Lydia, don't call anyone. You know the old show business saying.
Feed the cold, starve an actor?
No, it's the show must go on, and it will. I will be the director, and I, Larry Appleton, will star in Wheat. All right, everybody, people, gather around. Here we go. Okay. I know it's only a few days until we open, but I've been up all night rewriting Wheat so that the five of us can handle it. All right? Now, I will play Lawrence, the lead role and narrator. Balky, you will be my brother Billy, Jennifer, Lois, Marianne, Bobby Sue, and Lydia, the Apple Lady.
Larry, we have never acted. We're going to make fools of ourselves.
The only thing I ever acted in was the sixth grade hygiene pageant. I played Little Miss Gingivitis.
There is nothing to worry about. I will guide you through. I know everything there is to know about the theater. In college, I was the head ticket taker.
So that's why they called you Stubby.
Larry, I just read the description of Lois. And when we get through this, we're going to have a nice long discussion about why you think your wife should play your mother.
Well, we'll talk about it later. Why don't you go with Lydia and Marianne, learn the lines for the Wheatfield scene, and Balky and I will start rehearsal on stage.
At least in this play, I won't be washed off the stage by a giant water pick.
Cousin, I have two small problems. I'll give you the big one first. If I play your brother Billy, how am I going to still be able to pull the curtain? I've got a lot of time invested in that.
You can still pull the curtain.
Really?
Yes. Okay. Now, what's your second problem?
I don't think I can play your brother Billy.
Why not?
Well, because Billy in the script is a mean, angry person, and I don't think I can be someone mean and angry. It's too different from what I am. So, I was thinking, maybe if Billy was an immigrant male boy who now draws a cartoon, I think I could get that.
Balky, you don't have to be a mean person to act a mean character in a play. See, you just have to think of a mean person, and then you become that person. You think of a mean person, and you become that person. So just think of somebody who is really mean.
I don't know anyone really mean.
Sure you do. Wait, you were always telling me back on Meepos there was a bully. Used to always steal your lunch when you were going over Goatwater Bridge to get to school. Brunos.
I can't talk about that, Cousin. No, I still don't know.
That's all right, you don't have to think about what he did to you. Just think about who he was. Just describe him.
Well, he was as big as an ox. Mm-hmm. He was as strong as an ox. Mm-hmm. He smelled like an ox. Wait a minute. He was an ox. I'm thinking of the family ox, Mikey.
Bruno's. Think of Bruno's. Think of Bruno's.
Oh, yeah. I got him.
Okay.
I got him.
All right, all right. Just describe him. What did he sound like?
When he talked, it was like thunder.
Mm-hmm. Okay, okay. How did he move?
When he walked, the whole island shook. He wasn't invited out very often.
He wasn't invited out very often?
No.
Why not?
Because he was big and smelly and scary.
And have you ever thought how that made him feel?
Angry! Mm-hmm. Angry!
Come, Bruno's.
Ah! It's Friday night, and I'm all alone, and I smell bad!
Great, you're doing great, you're doing great!
All right, now come on, let's just try it with the lines, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go, yeah. Here we go, all right. Okay, angry.
Angry!
Good, okay, okay. Yeah. All right, Billy.
Yeah.
Who parked the thresher down by Old Creek Road?
I did what? Are you going to do about it?
No, you lost the anger. You lost the anger, it all went right out the window. All right, what you have to do, you have to retain the anger when you say the lines. All right, what we need is a word that will help you to become Bruno's, a key word that will set off your memory of Bruno's when he was at his meanest. All right, where would you see Bruno's?
When I was on my way to school.
You're on your way to school.
Yeah,
I
would
have your lunch.
Have my lunch and I'd be crossing over the bridge.
On the path to school, okay, all right, I've got it. Lunch.
Bridge.
All right, here I go. How did school?
Bridge.
All right. Path.
Bridge. Bridge. Bridge.
Bridge. Every time you hear that word, you will become Bruno's. Now, we can put that word anywhere in the script. All right, come on. Let's try it with the lines.
Okay.
Here we go. Here we go. Come on. One more time. Here we go.
Yeah.
All right, ready?
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Okay.
Billy, who parked the thresher down by Old Creek Bridge?
I did it! What are you going to do about it?
Tweet. Miles and miles of wheat. In an era of depression and hardship, there emerged a young man struggling to save his family from a failed wheat crop and economic decline, all while trying to realize his dream of becoming an author. I'm Lawrence, and this is my story, Tweet. This is my mother, Ma. Ma was a hardworking woman who paid the price of pioneer life. Her face was as dry and cracked as the drought-ridden earth. She was 40, but looked 60. Every afternoon, Ma summoned me to supper with her pleasant, almost melodic voice.
Come and get it, Lawrence.
But she wasn't feeling well today. But no matter how she felt, Ma was always waiting there to greet me with a hug. Except Tuesday. There was no hugging on Tuesdays. We always
Hello,
used to
Lawrence, enjoy... it is I, your brother Billy.
Now, Go away. We always used to enjoy a visit. We always used to enjoy a visit from the Apple Lady. One of the Apple Lady's favorite activities was to gossip. Once she started talking, there was no stopping her. So, Apple Lady, what's new?
Well...
So, Apple Lady, what's new?
Lydia.
One of the Apple Lady's second favorite activities was to come into a room and stand there like a stone. Marianne.
Hello, Lawrence, it is I, your brother Billy.
No, get Marianne. Some of my fondest memories were of my sweetheart love, Bobby Sue. Hi, Bobby Sue. Bobby Sue was very considerate. She always brought over a bottle of fresh milk from her cow, Bessie.
I couldn't find the milk. Lawrence, may I pour you a tall, cold glass of... Well, now that doesn't work at all, does it?
And so, Bobby Sue and Ma moved to the big city, and they took the Apple Lady with them to use as a doorstop. And with Ma and the rest of them gone, I was able to spend time alone with my brother Billy. My brother Billy.
Hello, Lawrence. It is I, your brother Billy.
On the surface, Billy was a... Oh, God. On the surface, Billy was a... On the surface, Billy was a good kid, but underneath, there lurked a time bomb waiting to explode. So, Billy, who parked the thresher down by Old Creek Bridge?
I did! What are you gonna do about it?
Nothing. I'm sorry I asked.
You're doing great.
Oh, thank you. I've been practicing.
Sure, Billy had his problems. Heck, we all had our problems. But he was able to bridge that gap. Sometimes, Billy could be an understanding, kind, thoughtful, and filled with compassion. A caring brother, whose only thought was the happiness of his family. Wherever Billy went, there was only love.
Oh, shut up and give me a run!
Billy goes off to college. Bye, Billy. Right. He never will. Where was I? Sweet.
Spring break already?
Calm down, Becky. Billy had trouble adjusting to college. Struggling freshman, he developed a bizarre furniture-throwing disorder. Sure, there were barriers between us, but Billy was always able to tear them down.
Hey, you're going off the bridge!
Curtain, that's my job.
We'll be right back.
Now let's get you comfortable.
Cousin, I'm sorry I threw you off the stage. I'll never forgive myself for causing you to black out and miss my curtain closing. Yeah. Oh, no, Marianne, that's going to be too high. No, Marianne, that's the good cushion. Don't do that. Here, let's try this one, okay?
I know, I did it again. I couldn't leave well enough alone. If I hadn't taken over the play and insisted on doing it my way, everything would have been fine.
Oh, now, come on, cousin. Don't be so hard on yourself.
Larry? Are you ready to read the review yet?
Oh, no, please. I don't want to hear anything that reminds me of Fweet. I'm just glad the whole thing is over and done. As far as I'm concerned, it's just all water under the bridge.